Top story this hour at Press TV, a report by Human Rights Watch says Saudi Arabia has detained over 160 dissidents since February. The rights group has slammed the detentions as violation of human rights. It has also condemned the Western allies of Saudi Arabia for their inaction on the issue. The UN Security Council has failed to reach an agreement on Yemen. The members of the body met at a session called by Germany. This as Sana'a continues its crackdown on anti-regime protesters. The Yemeni people have been calling on President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says a new Middle East will be created without the presence of the U.S. and Israel. Addressing crowds in the northwestern city of Sanandaj, Ahmadinejad said hegemonic powers have been plundering the wealth of Middle Eastern nations for hundreds of years, but those countries are now awake. The United Nations Children's Fund has expressed concern about the impact of the Israeli blockade on the children of Gaza. UNICEF says the siege has left Palestinian kids stressed, desperate, and in poverty. It's warned that children are being wounded or killed by Israeli troops every week. A NATO convoy has come under attack in Afghanistan's eastern province of Nangarhar. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Now, the militant group says several U.S.-led foreign troops were killed after a car bomb hit the NATO convoy. Japanese chief cabinet secretary admits that low standards at the Fukushima atomic plant led to the country's nuclear crisis. In an interview, Yukio Edano also mentioned Japan's release of tons of radioactive water into the sea. He vowed to inform other countries in the future in the event of a similar decision. And Nigerians are coming to terms with the grisly violence that had followed the presidential election results announced on Monday. Dozens of people were killed after Goodluck Jonathan emerged as the winner of the vote. Bodies are being collected from the streets in the north, and burned buildings and cars are also a common sight. And Italy has come up with a repatriation plan for thousands of North African refugees. Rome says most of the refugees are from Tunisia and are not in Italy because of ongoing violence or war in their home country. These so-called economic migrants are soon to be repatriated.